Recorded Books and RB Digital present Reverie by Ryan LaSala, narrated by Michael Crouch. A quote from Yoko Ono. A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality. Chapter 1. Smithereens. This is where it happened. This is where they found Kane's body. It was on the verge of September, and the Housatonic River was swollen with late summer's weeping. Kane stood among the bishop's weed frothing at the bank, trying to imagine what it had been like the night of the accident. In his mind, being pulled from the river would have been violent. Moonlight sliced a confetti on the black, broken water as paramedics wrenched him up. But this river, during the day, seemed incapable of violence. It was too slow. Just gold water marbled with pollen, kissing his bare legs, and a fleet of silvery fish slowly wreathing his ankles. Kane wondered if the fish remembered that night. He had the urge to ask them. He remembered none of the accident himself. All that he knew, he'd learned in the 5 days since waking up in the hospital. Something struck his head. A pine cone. It bobbed into the water and the silvery fish vanished.
Stop daydreaming and help me.
Kane blinked, turning to Sophia. She stood on the bank where the weeds pressed up through crumbling pavement. He considered ignoring her, but she had several more pine cones and was a good shot. Actually, Sophia was a good everything. Just one of those people. Kane normally resented people like that. But she was his younger sister. He adored her. And he was intimidated by her. Just a little. Most people were. That's why he'd brought her along today.
I wasn't daydreaming, Kane said. I was thinking.
Sophia whipped another pine cone at him, and he batted it away.
I know that look. You were thinking sad and poetic thoughts about yourself.
Kane suppressed a smile. I was not.
You were. Remember anything?
He shrugged. Not really.
Well, I hate to distract you from your moping, but you're in full sight of the bridge. Anyone driving by could see you.
She was right. The bridge, huge and elegant, hung in the shimmering summer air like a spider web.
And we have to meet Mom and Dad at the police station in, like,
she checked her phone,
48 minutes. And we're trespassing. And you're actually trespassing again if you count.
I know. Kane let irritation color his voice. You didn't have to come. You know that, right?
Well, excuse me for trying to help my brother in his time of crisis.
I'm not in crisis. I'm just...
confused?
Kane winced. Confused. When he first woke up in the hospital after the accident, when he first realized he was in trouble, it seemed like a good idea to hide behind that word until he could figure out what was going on. The police were asking questions, and the few memories he had from the accident barely made sense. He was confused. But now the word felt like a friend he couldn't unmake, always popping up to embarrass him, discredit him.
I'm not confused, Kane said. I'm just trying to clear my name.
Sophia rubbed a smudge of sap on her palm.
Well, you're doing a shitty job.
She was right. He had been acting pretty terrible since the accident. Avoidant, gloomy, brittle. But these were things Kane had always been. It was just now people were looking to him for explanations. They wanted answers, or at least to see a brave survivor of something terrible. Instead, they saw Kane. Avoidant, gloomy, brittle. No one liked it.
I heard Mom say that Detective Thistler is doing a psych evaluation with you today, said Sophia. They're going to ask you a lot of questions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?